Free Talk Live. It is the live Saturday edition of the program, and you can take control of the airwaves just by dialing in toll-free to 1-800-259-9231. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, 800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We give you the features on the site for free, so enjoy those on us. Head on over and get interactive over at freetalklive.com. In fact, the main feature of the site is created by listeners just like you. You go and submit things that you find online you think are pretty interesting, you think our listeners would enjoy. You submit it to the website, and they show up in our upcoming stories queue page, and then other listeners get to go and vote on whether they like or dislike the different items there, and the most liked will make it up to the front page of the website. So head over there, get interactive, freetalklive.com. In fact, what we're going to start out here with tonight, I did find over on said website, freetalklive.com, the story is from fastcompany.com. Now, Fast Company, as I understand it, is a website that's kind of about up-and-coming companies that are producing, you know, neat products and things like that. And I'm sure the product here is very, very technological and very brilliant. However, the application is the concern. And I'm talking about iris scanners. Yeah, you've seen them in the movies. But they could be coming to a city near you not too far off in the future.
So, I thought this was already happening.
The iris scanners?
Yeah.
Maybe it's the
retina scan.
That's what I'm talking about. I think iris, retina, I guess there's a difference between the two. But yeah, eye scanning devices. Where have you heard that these are being employed?
I just heard that they had them and that they were kind of not that great for your vision.
Yeah, I haven't heard about the
Of course, technology gets better.
Sure, sure. And I haven't heard about the consequences yet. I honestly don't know much about it. But I haven't heard any I haven't heard of any plans to implement them in any significant fashion yet, and that's what we're going to be talking about here. FastCompany.com reporting that we've all seen an obsessively referenced Minority Report, Steven Spielberg's adaptation of Philip K. Dick's dystopian future, where the public is tracked everywhere they go. From shopping malls to work to mass transit to the privacy of their own homes, the technology is here. I've seen it myself, and it's seen me too, and scanned my irises. Biometrics R&D firm Global Rainmakers Incorporated, GRI, announced today that it's rolling out its iris scanning technology to create what it calls the most secure city in the world.
Oh, good. Security. I love that. It makes me want to go for that Benjamin Franklin quote that says that who would trade essential liberty for fleeting security will get neither and deserves neither.
Yep. In partnership with León, one of the largest cities in Mexico, with a population of more than a million people, GRI will fill the city with eye scanners. That will help law enforcement revolutionize the way we live, not to mention marketers. In the future, whether it's entering your home, opening your car, entering your workspace, getting a pharmacy prescription refilled, or having your medical records pulled up, everything will come off that unique key that is your iris, according to the CEO of GDI, GRI, Jeff Carter. Before coming to GRI, Carter headed a think tank partnership between Bank of America, Harvard, and MIT. He says that every person, place, and thing on this planet will be connected to the iris system within the next 10 years.
I'm sure he would like that, considering he owns it.
Sure, sure. Now, does that statement excite you? Or does that statement frighten you? How do you feel about the idea that everywhere you go, you will be scanned, your eyeballs will be scanned by some sort of device in order to grant you access to various different things?
Well, I like the idea of convenience. I like the idea of, for instance, on my doorknob, I have a code rather than a key. I don't want to carry around a key. I don't want to lose a key. I don't want to lock a key in the house. I can't lock my code in the house. There can always be a battery issue, but whatever. I can hide the key really well someplace else, and I can go get it and come back. But I like the idea of convenience. What bothers me is, you know, will the company collect the data? What will they do with the data? Will the government collect the data? What will they do with the data? Because the government is notorious for collecting data. They love data. And they lose it all the time. And they have no culpability for the loss of it. There was a laptop, it's probably been close to a year now since we read the story, but there was a laptop with, was it... 25 million names on it and social security numbers and all kinds of identification, identification information about citizens. I think it was through the VA, and the laptop was lost. Where'd the data go? Nobody knows.
Because
who's held responsible? Nobody in the government. I mean, that's what it means to work for the government, to never have to say you're sorry.
When these residents catch a train or bus, take out money from an ATM, they will scan their irises rather than swiping a Metro or bank card. Police officers will monitor these scans and track the movements of watch-listed individuals. Fraud, which is a $50 billion problem, will be completely eradicated, says Carter.
Yeah, they're going to completely eradicate fraud.
Not even the dead eyeball seen in Minority Report could trick the system, he says. If you've been convicted of a crime, in essence, this will act as a digital scarlet letter. If you're a known shoplifter, for example, you won't be able to go into a store without being flagged. For others, boarding a plane will be impossible. GRA scanning.
Now, how about that? I mean, exactly what are the criteria going to be that makes it impossible to get on the plane? Who's going to make that decision? And your data is only as good as the organization that's managing it, right? The government currently, with all of its money and all of its computers, currently manages the no-fly list and the terrorist watch list. And people get flagged all the time that have nothing to do with any kind of nefarious organization, and they don't get to fly. How many of us aren't going to be able to fly, and why?
You know, I like the idea of getting rid of fraud. I think that's a fine goal to work toward accomplishing. But I don't like the idea of having this kind of Orwellian police state as the solution. I don't like the, and I realize that just having eye scanning devices isn't necessarily a police state thing, but certainly when the government gets their hands on technology like this, it will be used to control people. And I just, that bugs me. It bugs me a lot. GRI scanning devices are currently shipping to the city. So this is happening as we speak, where integration will begin with law enforcement facilities, security checkpoints, police stations, and detention areas. The first phase will cost less than $5 million. Phase two, which will roll out in the next 3 years, will focus more on commercial enterprises, presumably like banks. Scanners will be placed in mass transit, medical centers, and banks, among other public and private locations. The devices range from large-scale scanners like the H-Box, which can snap up to 50 people per minute in motion. So when you first hear about an eye scanner, you think that you're going to have to, like, bend over and lean into some sort of scanny device.
There'll be a laser thing that tracks across your eye. It'll be nice and slow.
Like you see in the movies. No, they've got this. The way that the picture looks, essentially, you've seen the metal detectors where, you know, you basically walk underneath this structure, right? And, you know, okay, the metal detectors are designed for one person at a time, but they're going to have something similar where you'd just be able to walk underneath this H-box, and it's going to be able to scan your iris as you're walking through it. I mean, that's really tremendous as far as its capability and its and what it can do. I mean, I'm amazed.
Yeah,
I'm blown away by that.
So, you know, how's this going to be? America is the, you know, in this country, we incarcerate more people than many of the other Western nations combined, more than any other Western nation, more than any nation in the world, as a matter of fact. And so if they're gonna say they're gonna flag people for convictions and things like that, what are they gonna do when they have, you know, that's a significant portion of the population that is either on probation, parole, at some point released from prison, has some kind of conviction on their record, whether it's misdemeanor or felony. Exactly what are they going to do to these people? How are they going to hassle them? They're going to put a cop on and tag them and when they go into malls? I mean, what's it going to be like?
I don't know, man. There are all the also smaller scanners like the iSwipe and the Mini, which can capture the irises of between 15 to 30 people per minute. I tested these devices at their facilities in New York City last week. This is the author for Fast Company. It took less than a second for my irises to be scanned and registered in the company's database. Every time I went through the scanners after that, even when running through, my eyes were scanned and identified correctly. Welcome, Austin, the robotic voice chimes. 800-259-9231. How do you feel about a future in which your eyes are constantly being scanned for various different purposes to allow you in and out of certain places where the government has this information and who knows what they'll do with it, what sort of restrictions could be placed upon you based on a variety of different factors? 800-259-9231. This future is now. These devices exist. 800-259-9231 or bring up anything. It's Free Talk Live.
Attention, all active duty members and veterans of the U.S. military. Your proud service to your country entitles you with the right to participate in special VA loan programs with benefits not available to the general public, like the ability to purchase a new home with no down payment or mortgage insurance, or refi with cash out up to 100% of your present home equity with less strict credit criteria. You are entitled to these benefits. Review them online at varadio.com.
This is Tim Lewis from iFreedom Direct and a veteran of Operation Iraqi Freedom. I want you to know that as a member or veteran of the United States military, you've earned special rights and privileges. On your feet! And get the details at varadio.com.
iFreedom Direct Corporation is a private lender approved by the VA and licensed in most states. In certain states, certain restrictions and limitations apply. For a current list of licenses, disclosures, and all benefits, go to varadio.com. varadio.com.
So you got your emergency food, water, guns, and ammo, right? What about your paperwork? Your medical and insurance records, legal documents, emergency plans? Keeping and knowing where those vital papers are can really prepare you. That's why you need Prepared Binder, an emergency binder designed to keep all your important documents in one safe place. See Prepared Binder at preparedbinder.com or call 480-284-1826. Prepared Binder, organized peace of mind.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, boating, tow line, shipyard, or decoration. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive a free 100 feet of 550 paracord. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you're a regular listener of this station, then disaster survival is vitally important to you and your family. Long-term food storage, water filtration, emergency food preparation, and quality survival products are not just talk topics, but a way of life. We strongly believe in being prepared for any emergency. We are foodandwaterstore.com, owned and operated by people who are into emergency preparedness. And because we are preppers like you, we own and use the products we offer. You'll find quality name brand proven products like Global Sun Ovens, Wonder Mill Flour Mills, Mountain House Foods, Satchel and Berkey water filters, and many more, plus videos and articles at foodandwaterstore.com. 90% of our customers are return customers because of our low prices and excellent customer service. We still believe the customer is always right. Discover what your family needs to weather any storm at foodandwaterstore.com or call 1-877-773-7123. Foodandwaterstore.com, helping you prepare for the storms of life.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves by dialing in toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, live Saturday edition of Free Talk Live, and tonight it's Ian
and Mark,
and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. We've got our Shrine of Female listeners there with the dozens of ladies that have taken the time to send in their validated photo or video showing their listeners of the program. Head over to shrine.freetalklive.com. If you are one of our lady listeners, you can get on the Shrine by getting the details there at shrine.freetalklive.com.
You know, when you listen to talk radio, you're going to hear a lot of gold ads out there. And when I was looking to sort of get my first bit of gold, I found it very confusing. I called a couple of companies. They wanted to sell me these numismatic collector coins, and I wasn't able to compare apples to apples, didn't have any idea whether I was making a good investment or not. I know that it's important to, you know, buy at the right price so that you, when you sell, that you actually make some money. So if you're looking for gold or even silver as a hedge against inflation, investment, barter currency, you're concerned about the dollar being devalued, whatever it is, before you make a purchase in gold or silver, go to gold.freetalklive.com. I have picked out some coins there that are intended to get gold and silver into your hands, not collector's pieces or anything like that, just coins that will get, you know, get the gold in your hands. And you can go there to gold.freetalklive.com, check out the pieces that we have there. You can they're common. You can check them with any other place and see what they're selling them at. I think you will find that these are some of the best rates on gold and silver coins on the internet in so many places, without you having to, you know, go on eBay and scour and work and do all that stuff. It's gold.freetalklive.com.
All right, so we're going to go right into your phone call. Started out by talking about this Orwellian freaky new system that is really here now. The technology is here to scan people's irises, and it can be done very fast. You don't have to be leaning into any sort of a scanner. You just walk underneath this device, basically, and you can run through it, and it is going to be able to identify who you are. And they're talking, the company that is doing this is talking about installing them all in as a test case in the city of León, Mexico. And the government, of course, will be getting them first, and then they're planning on expanding them out beyond that. I'm just wondering how you feel about that. I mean, I think on one hand, I understand where they're coming from, the idea of getting rid of fraud, but when the government gets their hands on technology like this, it is inevitably going to be used to control people, and that kind of freaks me out. But curious about how you feel. Of course, you're also welcome to bring up anything. Let's start with James in Tallahassee, listening to WFLA-FM. Hello, James.
Hello there. How are you? First of all, I wanted to say I appreciate your show.
Thanks, James. What's on your mind tonight?
Well, I think that privacy is a little bit overrated. And as far as it comes to safety and law enforcement, I think that, you know, everyone should be able to donate their DNA upon birth or anything. We should be able to, you know, figure out who did what, when. And I don't have anything to hide, and I don't think anybody that has anything to hide.
It's not about what you've got to hide, James. What you're suggesting is that law enforcement on local, state, and federal levels are efficient organizations that don't make mistakes. It's not true. It's not even close to true. They lose your information all the time. Wait, James. They lose your information all the time. Some of the individuals in there will sell the information. They'll be working for organized crime, and they'll get the information. All kinds of things these guys can do.
But wait a minute. Sometimes you do have something to hide because they're prohibiting all kinds of things. Now, just because, James, you may believe that you're all law-abiding right now, which I don't believe about anybody personally, but just because you believe that may be true doesn't mean that tomorrow, they're not going to outlaw something that you like to do, or they're going to outlaw something, a product or service that you like to utilize. So just because you may not have something to hide today doesn't mean you won't have something to hide tomorrow.
Well, that could be true. And I didn't say that law enforcement is completely above board. I mean, I've worked in law enforcement. I worked with the Coast Guard. And I know that everything can be bettered. And I also don't think that law enforcement is out there to get you.
They're out there to get me.
Well, law enforcement's out there to get you, dude. That's what their job is. Their job is to find people and put them into cold cells.
I don't think they're out to get you, man. I think you're doing a great job on the radio. And, I haven't gotten shut down yet.
They're not out to get me for talking on the radio. However, that might be the reason that they choose to go after me, say on some kind of, you know, one of their ludicrous tax things. Who can possibly swear at the bottom of their tax form that they've filled that thing out correctly and all the information is true? I mean, I don't know how anybody can honestly swear that. But I think there's lots of instances where the government's gone after people that they disagree with.
But the government people have arrested millions of people. Mark, you mentioned just a moment ago that the United States has the most incarcerated of all of the countries in the on the planet, basically, right? I mean, it's people are being incarcerated.
Unless you consider, say, like North Korea, where everybody is essentially in prison.
I mean, they're arresting people for everything from smoking pot to not putting their recycling bins out front. I'm sorry, but they are out to get you, and every single moment, every single week, they're passing new regulations and new restrictions and new taxes and new controls on your life. And so the more... Go ahead.
No, I'm saying they absolutely are, and I don't think that incarceration is a solution to the problem. I mean, we've got a justice system that doesn't work, you know. And
I know. But
and the bottom line is where are we going to come up with this money to be able to pay for a retina scan for every single American? I mean, it's not justifiable.
It's a good question, but James, what I want to point out to you is that government doesn't have any other tricks except incarceration. That's their trick. Their trick is incarceration, the threat of incarceration,
or executing you
because you don't want to be incarcerated. Like, that is what the government's got. If they give you a fine and you don't pay the fine, what do they do with you? They throw you in, they incarcerate you. If they give you a treatment program and you don't go to the treatment program, they incarcerate you. That's all the government's got. They're a one-trick pony.
Well, I could make an argument, though, that if we were to make voluntary DNA, some sort of voluntary DNA bank, that a lot of criminals could get off for the crimes that they did not commit. Innocent people could be, you know... not incarcerated, and the same could be said for eye retina scans for whatever their use is. I'm not sure, but voluntary DNA bank could solve a lot of crimes that go unsolved. So, well, I mean, there's two sides to the story.
I don't know. If a murderer's DNA is on the site of a crime, then, it makes him look very guilty. His DNA, he's still going to have it on death row, so he'll be able to provide that DNA and then be able to say, hey, look, my DNA wasn't found at the crime scene. So I don't know that this voluntary DNA bank that you're talking about, I'm not giving the government my DNA of my child. That's for sure.
No,
they've already got my DNA.
James, any other thoughts you want to share?
You guys have a great night.
Thanks.
Thank you
for the call. I appreciate it. At 800-259-9231. A little bit more from the story here at fastcompany.com about this these iris scanners. For such a Big Brother-esque system, why would any law-abiding resident ever volunteer to scan their irises into a public database and sacrifice their privacy? Well, the company hopes that the immediate value the system creates will alleviate any concern. The CEO says there's a lot of convenience to this. You'll have nothing to carry except your eyes. He said that consumers will no longer be carded at bars and liquor stores. And he has a warning for those thinking of opting out. He says when you get masses of people opting in, opting out doesn't help. Opting out actually puts more of a flag on you than just being part of the system. He's basically saying it'll be easiest to just go along to get along. And that's how we've gotten to where we are, which is a growing police state. More coming up. Free Talk Live. You take control.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
You worry, but only because you're paying attention. What's happening in the Gulf of Mexico illustrates an audacity toward nature. A similar audacity called GMO, or genetically modified organisms, means that the quality of commercially grown food may be compromised with our health in the balance. Now that summer's here, what better time to learn about the bounty that nature provides in wild edible food? Let author Linda Runyon show you the best-kept secret in plain sight that food is everywhere you look. This summer, for the cost of a good meal or two out, you can literally starvation-proof yourself and your loved ones against any future craziness and put up tons of free food, too. Whatever experiment is being run on us, you can rest assured that Linda's 50 or so staple foods aren't involved. Our foods are their enemy. So go to ofthefield.com or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE and take that first step. Make your oasis of food security and nutrition now. That's OFTHEFIELD.com or call 1-888-513-2837. Start now and make 2010 your year of independence.
If you've used the drug Reglan or generiform metoclopramide, please listen carefully. Reglan has been shown to cause serious neurological side effects consisting of involuntary movements of the face, limbs, and other body parts. If you or a loved one has suffered this condition, call the New York and New Jersey law firm of Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-DRUG for a free consultation. Call 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-3784. If you've taken the contraceptive Yaz or Yasmin, please listen carefully. These drugs have been found to cause blood clots in the body and gallbladder disease. If you or a loved one has suffered these side effects, contact the New York and New Jersey firm of Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-DRUG immediately for free consultation. Call 888-730-DRUG. That's 888-730-3784. Again, call Oshman and Mirasola at 888-730-3784.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass, or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves. Dial in toll-free at 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. The live Saturday edition tonight, Ian here.
And Mark.
Join us online at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features there, including our news updates. You want to find out what the latest is about Free Talk Live? Go to news.freetalklive.com, get signed up to receive our emailed updates, or follow our Twitter profile or Facebook. Whichever one works best for you, sign up, or sign up for more than one. It's all free over at news.freetalklive.com.
Are you tired of reading about loss of liberty? Now, for the first time, a novel showing how liberty can realistically triumph. Progress by Charles Stample. Order a copy from Amazon, or for a free PDF of Part 1, write progressanovel@gmail.com. Progressanovel@gmail.com and experience a libertarian revolution. I read this book. It is awesome. In the way it explains it succinctly the ideas of liberty and the way that you can transfer them to other people. Progressanovel@gmail.com.
All right, 800-259-9231. The eye scanners that you've seen in the movies, well, they're a little silly in comparison to the real-life version. The ones in the movies are slow. The ones in the movies require you to spend some time in front of them while you get scanned. The retina gets scanned. Well, actually, they're going to be scanning your iris, apparently, according to GRI, FastCompany.com, reporting on this company, Global Rainmakers Incorporated, that is planning on rolling out their iris scanning technology in León, Mexico, as a first test city. What they say will become the most secure city in the world. And for me, that sounds kind of scary. And I think you pointed out the best reason why, Mark, that those who would give up their liberty for security will get and deserve neither. And I don't know about you, but I don't want to be walking around in essentially a large prison And it seems like that's what the government is attempting to make things into as time goes on. More security measures and checks and police and now eye scanners.
I've got no problem with people that hurt or defraud people being brought to justice. That's not what I'm looking for. I'm not looking for a place where those people can get away with committing crimes against others. What concerns me is there's just the incredible amount of hassle that the rest of us get.
They're going to say this is going to make life easier because you won't have to go through, pulling out a credit card, or you won't have to have any kind of access codes or anything like that.
What concerns me on that is, have you ever had an instance where you tried to run a credit card and it for whatever reason didn't run?
Oh, yeah.
And it's not because the account was bad or you hadn't paid your bill or anything like that. It was because, for whatever reason, it didn't run. It didn't work in the machine or anything like that. Well, if the only credit card you've got is your Iris, when I'm in those situations, I can whip out the next credit card and take care of it. Because often when you intend to pay with credit, you don't bring the cash because, it can be easy to pay with credit at times. You pull out the next credit card, you swipe, and you're fine. You don't have to deal with the embarrassment of saying, I can't pay for this. Well, if you've got one, you only have one Iris. Well, I guess you have two. But I'm sure your account will be linked to both of them. And so you only have one account. If that account goes bad, then what?
You know, if there wasn't a government out there aggressing against peaceful people, if there weren't all of these laws, these malum prohibitum laws, which are essentially crimes against the state where there are no victims, whether we're talking about drug prohibition or we're talking about some sort of tax law or something like that, where there's no real human being who has been harmed, no human's property that has been harmed, then I really wouldn't feel so concerned about this. It doesn't bother me, the idea that a bank needs to know who you are in order to give you access to your account. That doesn't bug me. What bugs me is the way that technology like this, or the body scanners at the airport, or whatever that these governments are using, can be used against peaceful people, can be used against people who have never harmed anybody, in some sort of utopian vision that some bureaucrats have as far as what they think the world should be like, and using this technology to attempt to mold people and force them to behave in certain ways or not behave in certain ways and so on. Let's continue with your thoughts. Of course, you can bring up anything as well. Todd is listening in Medford to KMed in Oregon. Hello, Todd.
How you doing today?
Hey, Todd. What's on your mind? Doing great.
I'm curious as if there's any way to, fool the scanners, sunglasses, reflective glasses, things like that. Or are they not going to be able to do people with glasses?
Excellent question.
I bet you're right. And this is how the marketplace works. Whenever something comes along and people want to foil the system, they'll come up with ways to foil it. And I think you're exactly right. Those shiny state trooper glasses will probably bounce it right back at them.
Yeah, I think you probably that's a great question. And the way this story is written from Fast Company is kind of a puff piece. So they don't get into the negative sides of what this could be used or how this could be used or how it could be foiled, etc. So we don't know yet.
Yeah, definitely seems to be our freedom is being, you're right, we're being put into a prison and watched. And I don't feel that this is anywhere a good thing that'll be going down. It'll be interesting will this be a Supreme Court issue? Well, I'm sure it'll be brought up in lawsuits and so on to whether or not it can be implemented.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Look at some of the other things that the government people, the other technology that they've adopted recently. Red light cameras have become very, very popular, right? In cities around the country, you see these cameras popping up on every street corner, and they're taking pictures of license plates. And the idea is, it's going to keep people safe. You don't want anybody running through a red light now, do you? Well, as it turns out, one of the unintended consequences of those red light cameras is that people are going to slam on their brakes more likely than not, and therefore cause accidents. And of course, people have been ticketed for running through red lights when they haven't been the ones that have been driving. And I mean, there's all kinds of things that have happened as a result of these red light cameras just intruding on people's lives even more. And of course, the government's doing it so they can make more money. And of course, they're also doing it so they can control people. Let's continue. You can bring up anything. Let's go to Jack, listening in Charleston to WVTS. Jack, you're on Free Talk Live at the Unimark.
Yes.
Hey, Jack, what's on your mind?
I want to know what you know. I know you people are very knowledgeable about the Constitution of the United States. What does it say about a double jeopardy clause?
what does the Constitution say about a double jeopardy clause? Well, I've never claimed to be knowledgeable about the Constitution. I read a book about it several years ago, but then I kind of moved beyond the whole Constitution. Double jeopardy, though, I moved beyond it in that I think it's just words on paper written by men and women that I didn't know and don't agree to necessarily. I think that there were some good ideas in there. I think there's some of the concepts were very good, but either the Constitution has authorized the government we have today or has been powerless to prevent it. But the concept behind double jeopardy, as I understand it, is that you shouldn't be able to be charged twice once you've been found not guilty for the same crime. Am I understanding that right, Mark?
Yes, that's correct. Jeopardy is prohibited by the Constitution.
Is that what you were looking for? I'm not sure exactly what your question was.
That's where I'm getting at. My wife was pulled over for DUI. She does not drink. She never has drank. And she was charged with DUI. Got cleared in the court, but the DMV in the state of West Virginia is trying to take her license away for DUI.
Ah, see, that's different.
It's not okay, but this is kind of how it works when you have the organization, the same organization that gives licenses is the same organization that brings charges, and that doesn't even make sense. If you're it's like your accuser is the one who gets to mete out the punishment, and that doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's one of their little end runs around their constitution, their precious rules. They don't care. See, they don't care what their constitutions say. They supposedly. Many of them swore an oath to it, but clearly the oath is meaningless to them. And one of the ways they get around this is they'll say, well, those were criminal DUI charges. Now we're just saying that she got a DUI charge, and so therefore this is an administrative tribunal, and we're going to call her in here to defend herself in front of an administrative court. So you're not being charged criminally for a second time. We're just going to administratively remove your right to drive. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. And what do you do about it, right? What do you do about that? This is a criminal gang of people who are willing to use force on peaceful people who will do whatever the flip they want to do. Well, and then if you don't like it, you're screwed, man. There's nothing you can do about it.
They define what crime is and what crime isn't. The problem is the monopoly status. You're never going to get good customer service from monopoly because there's no place else to go. And then the expectation, but you set up a government which is a monopoly and expect them to provide good customer service?
800-259-9231. More coming up. Free Talk Live.
This Your Family Today tip is brought to you by Nestle Toll House Morsels. There are a million reasons to bake with Toll House. Find yours at verybestbaking.com. A balanced diet is important, but so is the occasional treat. Working with your kids to bake a dessert from scratch helps them to appreciate it even more, and it keeps them from resenting having to eat their veggies every other day. Plus, baking is a perfect excuse to spend time with your kids, since just being together is a treat. For more tips like these, visit us at parenthood.com/yourfamilytoday.
I'm talking to those out there who, like me, aren't any good at dieting and don't seem to be able to work out as often as they'd like. Are you on a slow roll down fat hill? How would you like to lose weight without changing your diet, exercising, or getting the freaked out jitters? Try Lumethin Plus. It's priced so that you can do it for less than a dollar a day, and it really works. Stop the fat spiral at LumethinPlus.com. It isn't going to make you lose 10 pounds in 10 days, but you can do it without changing your lifestyle. LumethinPlus.com.
I'm concerned about food for my family in the event of an emergency, and I know you are too. Are you ready? Don't wait for an emergency to happen. Put a plan together now with quality dehydrated food from Ready Reserve Foods. For nearly 40 years, Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, canning the finest in dehydrated foods. Other companies just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, controlling quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packing for maximum shelf life. Ready Reserve offers a balanced selection of fruits, vegetables, dairy products, proteins, and grains. Choose from a variety of pre-selected units or order by individual can to customize your own plan. When you purchase from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Call today for a free catalog, 1-800-453-2202, or visit ReadyReserveFoods.com. Call 1-800-453-2202. Ready Reserve Foods. Factory direct, wholesale pricing.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
You've got your gold, water filters, and storable food. Now for complete self-sufficiency, make your own fuel with Revenor.com. Don't laugh. A quality still from Revenor.com and our free book included with every still is all you need to beat the high cost of gas and stop dependence on foreign oil. Find out how easy it is to legally make your own alcohol fuel at R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. Revenor.com. Find quality alcohol stills.
Did somebody say stills? That's how Grandpappy made his own sour mash, and you can too. Revenor stills can be used to make brandies, liquors, whiskey, vodka, and more. All perfectly legal with a permit. You should check into having your own Revenor still at Revenor.com. That's R-E-V-E-N-O-O-R.com. Or call 503-662-4173. 1 year warranty on all stills from Revenor.com. Fine quality alcohol stills.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and take control at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. The live Saturday edition of the program. You, as always, are invited to take control of the airwaves. Bring up anything. 800-259-9231. SACL CAI toll-free line. 1-800-259-9231. And don't forget, our website features are free. You know those other talk show hosts? They're always talking about all their web features, but you got to pay for them. We give you more for free on our site than they will charge you for. Guaranteed. So head on over, check it out, take a look, enjoy. It's all over at freetalklive.com. Now, if you enjoy the fact that the features on the site are free, then you might want to help support the show on a voluntary basis. We have ways for you to do that. One of them is to become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $3 a month. We will take that money in, reinvest it into the show, and get on more radio stations around the country, bring more internet listeners on board, and expose new people to the ideas of freedom. So head over to amp.freetalklive.com, get signed up with any major credit card, PayPal, or some alternative options as well. Head over to amp.freetalklive.com and you'll get perks. That's right, perks like the amp-only call-in lines, the amp-only forum, as well as the amp-only podcast and more. Get the details, get signed up for as little as $3 a month. amp.freetalklive.com as we continue with your phone calls, and we go to, I think, Rick is with us. Rick, listening in Myrtle Beach to WRNN. Hello, Rick.
Hey, what's going on, man?
Hey, Rick, it sounds like we might have caught you in a bad cell. Are you? Let's see if we can hear you again.
Huh? Can you hear me?
Yep, sounding better. Go for it.
Okay, great. Well, I just wanted
to... Uh-oh. Maybe I was wrong. Tell you what, Rick, we're going to put you on hold. Tell you what, we're going to put you on hold. We're going to see if we can get you in a better cell.
Get a better phone.
And then try you back here in a moment. In the meantime, we will try Jim listening in Tampa to WFLA. Hello, Jim.
Yeah, guys. I'm a first-time caller. Can you hear me okay?
Yes, I can hear you. Make sure you get away from that radio in the background so it doesn't confuse you.
All right.
Turn it down completely.
There we go.
Excellent.
Okay.
Go ahead with your thoughts.
I've got a couple of items. One is the a friend of mine sent me a brief email that I've went into and looked into this counterfeit tungsten bars that were clad with gold that came out of the Fort Knox Mint and was sent to India and China and England.
You know, actually, I believe, as I heard that story, and I can check on it right now, but as I heard that story, the tungsten bars came from India and went to China as a payment of a debt.
Okay. because you had a thing that's gold, freetalkradio.com about gold buying gold.
Gold.freetalklive.com, right?
Mm-hmm. And with these people that are selling all these coins,
mm-hmm.
What guarantee do the people have that they're not getting a tungsten blank that was clad with gold?
It's a good question.
Well, generally, the first line of defense when it comes to these things is the reputation of the company that's selling them. I mean, you know, if you're talking about some fly-by-night operation, then...
Or a government.
Or a government that has no... That apparently is spoiling for a fighter, has no culpability or responsibility for their actions. That would be one thing. The organization, the company that we do business with at gold.freetalklive.com is...
Midas Resources.
Yeah, Midas Resources. They've been selling gold for more than 10 years now. They've got a fine reputation in doing so. If we on Free Talk Live had ever heard anything like that, we would immediately stop doing business with them. Why would we want our name sullied over nothing? So that's the reputation's the first line of defense.
Okay. The other item is, does anybody know what did our government or the Obama administration, what did they put up for collateral for all those trillions of dollars that they borrowed from China?
Your labor. Your
yes.
labor. Actually,
sad
more likely the labor of your grandchildren. I mean, you know, the fact is they've already mortgaged our future and our children's future. Now they're working on our grandchildren's future.
Well, I'm just wondering, did all the federally owned land, like all the forestry and all the minerals and mine rights and all the federal or government-owned lands, was any of that put up for collateral?
It's a good question. Some would say it has. I don't know if there's any way to verify that, but certainly they probably would be more likely to put up your labor than their own property first, would be my guess.
Isn't the way that China got most of the debt through Treasury, Treasury bills and that sort of thing? And if so, then those are just promises to pay from the Treasury Department, and they'll print the money if they need to.
Jim, thanks for the call and thoughts tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. Let's continue here with your calls about whatever you want. Michael, listening in Myrtle Beach. Michael, you're on Free Talk Live.
I want to comment about the eye scanners.
Yes, please.
I think it's really wrong because it's taking away your privacy. I don't want people to know where you're at 24 hours of the day. Also, they...
Well, what do you got to hide, Michael? What do you got to hide?
Oh, nothing really. I just don't want people knowing about my life, what they do, where I am. Now, also, they can use that to, go out other people's houses. You know?
They could do what to other people's houses?
They can get in other people's privacy houses when they're not there. You see what I'm saying?
No, I don't understand how that would be.
Okay. In other words, they can take their scan and they can use it to scan the way in other people's homes.
Well, that's a good question. Yeah. And it comes back to the question that our caller asked earlier is, what are the ways to dupe the technology? What are the ways to block it? What are the ways to confuse it?
Right. It gives the government the lock, and then you, of course, have the expectation that they'll never use the key, the master key to the lock that they have. And all the evidence that we have is that the government will use the master key to the lock whenever they feel like it. They scan emails. They listen to telephone conversations. They don't even bother with search warrants and things any longer. Mm. They just do whatever they want.
Yeah, Michael, I share your concerns. I'm just giving you a hard time. I appreciate it. Thanks for the call. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Daniel, listening in Grand Rapids to WTKG. Hello, Daniel.
Hey,
Daniel.
Hi.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Oh, I just wanted to say I agree with you guys wholeheartedly. Unfortunately, I think as technology goes on and more people become, born in the world, they're going to have to find a way to do this, and it's going to step on a lot of our rights. But I also think that it's going to either come down to, a free state versus an all-controlled state, or the controlled state's going to win over.
So,
you know, I've looked at this. I've tried to look at this, and I am an eternal optimist. And what I see from sort of history is that humans, you know, starting with the agrarian revolution, when slavery became a profitable way to exist, you know, essentially you had a few people that owned everything, and then all the rest of the slaves that worked for them.
Right.
And, you know, over time, man has become more free. Technology has played a huge role in the freeing of man. For every lock that technology creates, it creates a pick. And, you know, there's going to be ways to foil this thing if that's what you wish to do. And, you know, if you just look at the last 100 years, how much more free as far as time, money, energy we are than we were previously. And I, you know, customers... The desire for customer service seems to go up and up over time, and the government's not able to handle that. They, you know, the government's not about customer service, and it seems to me that people are going to demand, just to the point that they're just not going to put up with it any longer, demand higher levels of customer service that the government's not able to provide, and therefore they're going to have to get out of certain businesses that they have heretofore been in.
But does that, do you think that there could be possibility in the future, a big fight over this between, you know, factions of people? I see that.
Yeah, oh, I see it. I see it. Things are going to come to a loggerheads on all kinds of issues.
Well, look
that
at the
government's
stop,
in charge.
Look at the speed cameras. I mean, there have been some of the activists down in Arizona have done some wonderful things in regards to fighting, if you will, the speed cameras. Remember the video, Mark, of the Santa Claus? There's a few Santa Claus guys that went up and they put a big present over top of one of these speed trap cameras just to obscure it, to make it so they couldn't make any revenue off of that one camera for the day, and it made you know, national news. If not international news. So there are definitely ways to you know, to sort of combat these things that it can be very frustrating to the governments. And I think the more intrusive these methods become, the more people that are upset about them, the more likely you'll start to see countermeasures of that sort of thing happening. And I think that's a good thing.
If I could just make one more point.
Sure.
Okay, the way I'm looking at it now, I see things are probably going to get worse with these types of technologies.
20 seconds.
You know, like some people might say, chips in your hand or in your skin somewhere.
Oh, yeah, they've got that too. That's already there, man. And you just have to refuse to participate, refuse to obey, and ideally get together with other people who feel like you do. I thank you for the call tonight. More coming up here. We got 2 hours remaining, plenty of time for your thoughts about whatever's on your mind. You take control at 800-259-9231. Hour 2 is next. This is Free Talk Live, the live Saturday edition.
Have you ever wished that you could buy, sell, and trade in silver in your community? Del Valle Silver has a no-cost, turnkey setup for you. You recruit 6 to 8 businesses in your area to accept Del Valle Silver rounds as barter currency, and your wish is granted. You get paid, and you promote the use of real money. This isn't like so many other silver currency setups, where it's really just a system to sell high-priced rounds. It's a free market system based on Austrian economics. DelValleySilver.com. DelValleySilver.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system.